Yeah, it went good. Kind of a rough start. I think I had two amazing two plays and team takeoff. But after that, kind of got on track. Guys did some good stuff. It was kind of good to see, Gus talks about uncomfortable situations. It was obviously humid and hot out. And, I thought we did a good job. We had two really good two-minute drills and then followed up with a pretty good practice.
The offense, Marseilles has said, when you guys have a break, sometimes you come back and there's a little bit of rust. It didn't seem like you guys had that today. How important of a step is that?
Yeah, I think the guys realize how important it is to kind of stay on top of it, stay in tune. There's not guys going out and goofing off and stuff on the off days. Guys are taking it seriously and recovering and getting their bodies right so they can come back and be ready for the next, four-day stint.
That throw to Hearns, the 30-yarder in the seam, is that about as good as you can place it?
Yeah. I mean, as long as he catches it, I'm fine with it. But it was a great play by him. Kind of had something drawn up to go the other way, and Hearns ended up one-on-one and beat this guy over the top. So it worked out perfectly and then kind of put us in field goal range. So the situation, all we needed was a field goal. So it worked out good.
And then Julius obviously is making unreal catches. He did it again today on a back shoulder. How much confidence are you getting in Julius?
Yeah, a lot. And we're trying to continue to build it. We go during inside run after we're both done, and we'll go on the other field and run some stuff that we don't get a whole lot of reps at during practice. So we try and build it that way, and we'll continue to do that, during practice and after practice, trying to get reps and create chemistry that way.
How much different is it this year than before? I mean, now going through the whole process, week or two into this thing, how much different than before?
It's a lot. I think last year was kind of, head was spinning. And I think this year it feels more normal. It feels natural. It feels like this is my job. This is my workplace. And now I want to come in every day and try and focus on owning this offense and really trying to master this craft.
Are you feeling more comfortable throwing into tight windows?
Yeah, I think, in order to be successful, it's something you got to get used to really quick in the NFL because there's not a whole lot of open guys. So our guys do a great job of busting their tails to create separation. And, it's a really good system that Ole's got in place. And you kind of go through the progressions and throw it to the first guy you think you can fit it in there to.
You seem to be getting better and better every single practice. Do you feel that way?
I think it's a process. I could come out tomorrow and be horrible, and it's not going to change what I do the following day. So I think I want to continue to mentally own it and go through it that way, and obviously stay on top of it physically and the fact that, I'm making all the throws that I need to make.
Gus has talked about you gambling more, taking more risks with some throws and calculated risks. Are you more comfortable knowing when to do that now than you were obviously last year?
Right. I think it's more educated now. I think it's more of, okay, this is a matchup, this is the situation, this is, what I got. And to whereas last year it was just like, Let's chuck it. So it's definitely more of an educated guess now.
Was that just? I mean, that's kind of your nature, though, to be take a few risks here and there.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I think so. I think as a quarterback, you got to have a little bit of that. I think in order to take shots and move the ball downfield, but you also got to know when to do it and when to be smart with the ball and check it down.
Gus has said a couple times that it's obvious you put the time in the off season in terms of your grasp of the offense. Are you feeling that, and where are you with that?
I feel good. Obviously still a long way to go, but I think it kind of shows in, the quickness of the decisions that are made. And it's less than half a second, but I think when you sit down and watch it, I know from my perspective, it's noticeable. And it's really just, being able to sit and meet with Nate and Ole, and the quarterbacks and be able to go through everything to make those decisions faster.
How's your chemistry with Hearns developed? It seems like he's really developed a savviness for shielding defenders.
Yeah, he's awesome. And, he was our Mr. Reliable last year. And obviously the time we got to spend together in the offseason out in California and then here all July, it's been really good. So that's something that's continuing to grow. And he's only getting better as well.
You threw the touchdown pass to Rashad Green kind of to end your day. What was going Sergio went for the ball, obviously didn't get it. Did you see Sergio?
I saw him late. I yelled look out when I threw it, but I doubt Rashad heard me, so he might have got his head taken off. But, I would have hoped he would have made the play and scored. I think I was kind of late, but he was the first read in the progression, and he came open, so I think I just had to give it to him a little sooner.
What do you learn from a guy like Julius Thomas, Blake?
I think the fact that, obviously the time he was in Denver, the stuff he did, and, it's not for no reason. You spend time with him and you work with him. He's got a great work ethic. He's an intelligent guy, and he puts his time in. He takes care of his body, and he's big on being, on the same page. Obviously playing with somebody like Peyton Manning, that's huge. He's constantly talking. What do you think about this? What do you think about that? How do you feel about this? So it's cool to be a part of that and continue to build chemistry with him.
So it's not just
run this route and were you open? It's a lot.
Yeah, I know. It's a lot. Yeah. All kinds of variables and different situations. And, you know, what if I do this with my right foot and little things like that? He's really good about in particular.
To strike you how physically big your targets are when you have the two tight ends out there and Allen.
Yeah, we were talking about today, you know, going out to do red zone stuff. And it's like, we got three guys that can go catch a fade at any moment. So it's cool. It's awesome to have weapons like that that can get up and go jump and make plays. So it's definitely going to be fun to do that.